But no one he met had heard of the nightingale. He returned to the emperor, saying that there had to have been a misunderstanding. "But the book I read it in was sent to me from the emperor of Japan," said the emperor. "So it can't be untrue. The nightingale must be here tonight, or the whole court will have their tummies pummeled upon after dinner." Then the gentleman in waiting ran off again, and half the court ran with him in search of the nightingale. The whole world knew about it, but no anyone at the court. Finally, they met a poor little girl in the kitchen who said, "Oh yes, I know the nightingale quite well. Every night I have permission to bring leftovers from dinner home to my sick mother, and when I walk back and take a rest in the woods, I hear the nightingale sing."
"Little maiden," said the gentleman in waiting, "I will obtain for you permanent employment in the kitchen and allow you to see the emperor dine if you can lead us to the nightingale."
So they went out into the woods, and as they walked along, a cow began lowing.
"Oh," said a courtier, "there it is. That's quite a sound from such a small animal."
"No, it's just a cow lowing,"
said the girl. "We are still far away from the nightingale." Then some frogs began to croak in the pond.
"Beautiful," said the courtier again. "It sounds like little church bells."
"No, those are frogs," said the girl. And at the very same moment, the nightingale began to sing. "There she is," said the girl, pointing to a little gray bird sitting on a branch.
"Is it possible?"
asked the gentleman in waiting.
"It looks so ordinary."
"Dear nightingale," cried the girl, raising her voice, "our most gracious emperor wishes you to sing before him."
"With great pleasure," said the nightingale, who began to sing most delightfully.
"It sounds like glass bells," said the knight. "It is strange that we have never heard it before. Little nightingale, I have the great pleasure to invite you to a court festival this evening, where you will enchant His Imperial Highness with your beautiful singing."
"My songs sound best out in the woods," said the nightingale. But still she came willingly because the emperor wanted to hear her sing.
The palace was elegantly decorated for the occasion. In the center of the main hall where the emperor...